Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
High crotch, bring it back, single leg. Swing! Let me teach you how to wrestle. Okay. Let me teach you how to wrestle.
And welcome back to Wrestling Mindset. We're here with the champ, Vito. Great to see you. And, you know, obviously, difficult, everything, you know, the circumstances being what they are, and seeing, you know, very, very nice and heartfelt message to the, you know, to the wrestling world yesterday about not competing. I guess just talk about some more of your thoughts. I'd love to hear you elaborate more on the decision to not compete and how that's best for your long-term success.
Yeah. You know, like I said in the video, it wasn't a decision that I made lightly. Obviously, like, who in their right mind would want to not compete, obviously, with you know, such a golden opportunity right in front of them, right? It's every kid's dream to, you know, go and compete at the Olympics, go, you know, it's a dream of mine to win the Olympics. So to have a bye in the semis as well, it was, you know, it was like a little golden ticket. You know, I think that's why I held on to it for so long. Because, you know, I had doubts in my ability to wrestle at trials immediately after NCAAs, right? But at the same time, you know, I talked to some good people and you know, ultimately, like, I was very, you know, emotionally drained from the tournament, right? So I wasn't in the right mindset to make that decision. You know, I wasn't in the right headspace to make those calls, right? So what I did was I took a week off, then I came back and I locked into my training and got prepared the same way I always do, you know, and got right back on the horse and, you know, was doing well. My my descent was coming down pretty good. I was, you know, waking up less than 10 over. And then, you know, right around where I would have liked to be, but my injury is I injured one of my vertebrae this year during the season, like early, and it's been just a persistent, you know, injury. You know, the doctors say that it's not surgical. I don't need surgery, but I do need 3 months of not hitting my head against something, which is just impossible in wrestling, right? So. And, you know, everyone saw me try to do that at EIWAs, and it's just not good. You know, you can't wrestle like that. So I felt a good string of recovery and after EIWAs, and I think that's what gave me a little momentum to go into NCAAs and compete so well there. But ultimately, I think I, you know, kind of used it up on NCAAs, and I started to feel better after NCAAs, but as soon as I started to pick my training back up and return to it, I started to feel those injuries come back. As well as, you know, I injured my knee in my match with Crookham at EIWAs. So that has also been a little lingering as well. And yeah, so the further I descended down into weight, the more those injuries were kind of getting to me. You know, I don't think it was necessarily, I think I could have made weight, you know, not easily, but I definitely could have made weight. No problem. You know, not a doubt in my mind that I wouldn't have made weight. But with my injuries, it just didn't, you know, it didn't make sense at the time, right? Ultimately, like, what's the goal? The goal is to, you know, win the Olympics, to, you know, have the U.S. send the best guy that they can so that, you know, for myself, I want to win. And then for, you know, as a country, I want us to win as well. And, you know, it just, it came to me that just wasn't me this year. Right. Very unfortunate set of circumstances, but ultimately, you know, but it's difficult. It's difficult to look at the facts and be like, all right, well, everything is telling me that, you know, I shouldn't wrestle. But then there's that, like, you know, warrior's pride, just kind of keeping you in the fight. You know, I've never taken off from a tournament from being injured. So I didn't exactly know how hurt was hurt enough to not wrestle, you know? So I just tried and I kept at it. And then eventually, you know, the other day in the morning practice, I got hurt again and during practice. And then I couldn't wrestle the rest of practice. And it was, you know, 10 or 9 days out from the tournament. And I'm just like, well, you know, this probably isn't going to work out. So I had a talk with my coaches and, you know, ultimately we came to the decision that this was, you know, this was just reality. So yeah, like I said, tough call. Definitely not what I would have liked to have seen, but ultimately, you know, I've been competing kind of on, for a little over 2 years now, just going into, you know, the freestyle season, right into the NCAA cycle, right into freestyle season, right into the NCAA cycle. And then eventually, you know, my, it just caught up to me. So, this is my body's way of telling me that I need a break and it's not really a choice. And you know, it wouldn't be a good idea to not listen to my body, right? I do it all the time. I listen to my body. If I need a recovery day, I take a recovery day. If I need to train a little harder, then I train a little harder. But, you know, my body's telling me I need to take a while off. And I need to take a break. And, you know, there's plenty of work that I can do to improve even without wrestling. So there's areas to improve, obviously. And then, you know, it's easy to hang on to the things that we've lost, but it's equally as important to, you know, count the things that we have. So.
Right. And of course, you know, hindsight's 20/20 and anyone could play Monday night quarterback, but do you think back to the decision to wrestle this season, after, cause it's, you know, the not only the physical grind, like you said, but the mental and emotional grind. And you are a guy that puts in his time on his mindset. You're a thorough man. You're crossing your T's, you're dotting your I's, you're doing everything you can. But it's like, okay, last year, OW at the NCAAs and dominating, and then this, and then world champion. It's like, what could have you done possibly better than that? So it's, you know, I'm sure you could think a little technical points, but as far as now the bullseye's on your back, college is incredibly tough. NCAAs, doesn't matter if you're a world champ, there's good guys out there, but not only the physical drain, but the mental and emotional drain of, you know, now all the pressure and all the expectations, like it's always expected a major attack, something like that, right? Even against the best in the country who were some of the best in the world. What do you think about the decision to compete this year? Does it feel like that was the best? Or, you know, I'm sure a lot of people wonder about that.
The time is now to take your mindset to the next level with Wrestling Mindset. Make sure you go to our website, WrestlingMindset.com, and sign up for your free trial session today. Don't wait any longer. You want the mental edge right now. When you sign up for the free trial session, you're also going to get a copy of our free ebook, Building the Predator Mindset. This book has helped thousands of people build confidence, relax under pressure, get motivated, and build mental toughness in wrestling, school, and life. Make sure you sign up for your free trial session today.
You know, it's definitely difficult to, you know, look back and be like, right, oh, if I done this, something this would happen, right? So ultimately, I don't regret my decision to wrestle this year at all. You know, I wish I hadn't gotten hurt, obviously, but whether that happened in, you know, the first match of the season or it happened in practice training from freestyle, you know, so there's nothing there's no preventative measure, right? There's nothing I could have done or changed. It's just the way it goes sometimes. So, I don't have any regrets on how this year went. Ultimately, it was a bad hand. And I think I did the best that I could with it. I'm happy to say that, you know, especially with how, you know, trials is, and then I would have had to go and qualify the weight at last chance and the actual Olympic Games, you know, even if when I initially got hurt, I said, all right, I'm going to take the time to, I'm going to quit my folk style season and just focus on getting healthy for the Olympics. I still don't know if I would have, you know, done that. So, you know, that it was an option, but the recovery period, if I actually had, you know, done 100%, would have left me with weeks to train, like a week or two to train before the trials. So it's like, you know, none of them were good options. So I think I picked a decent one. I you know, my last NCAAs, gave it everything I had. I'm happy with the outcome. You know, could I have done better? Yes. You know, but it was definitely, you know, something that I can be proud of. It just didn't work out this year. So,
and it's a tough call because there's people who have, like, yes, they have wrestled the whole NCAA season and gone on to win worlds. I mean, that was you. You wrestled the NCAA season last year, go on to be world champ, right? I guess the difficult thing, and I think I speak on behalf of the wrestling world saying the 6 weight classes is ridiculous. Come on. Like, everyone's packed into such a small, you know, you can only go, it's all right, going either 57 or up to 65. Yeah. It's a big split, right? But you being like, you take a guy like Snyder, you take a guy like Gable Steveson, it's like they're wrestling heavyweight, so they don't have to come down after the season. Even when Burroughs did it, Burroughs was what, 165, wrestled 163, you know, 74 kilos. And then I think John Smith was another guy, but it's like 136, 132. They're wrestling right about the same thing. Was you're coming down a significant amount. Does that, like, were you thinking about that, or I guess doesn't really make a difference?
You know, initially we had given that a lot of consideration. We were, you know, I was planning on making my descent through the season, and, you know, weighing in at NCAAs like 135, 136, and already descending for trials. And then I got hurt and kind of, you know, it was take it day by day and see where I was at. You know, after EIWAs, I you know, or previous to EIWAs, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to wrestle. I didn't know if I was going to be able to wrestle at all. And then I wrestled the EIWAs and I got a little more confidence, you know, my injuries are actually much more controllable than I, you know, thought. Cause, you know, there were times, I mean, I wrestled matches this year where after the match, I lost complete control of my arm for the entirety of the day.
Wow.
So it was like, I didn't know, there was nothing, you know, taken for granted. Ultimately, I think we did the best we could have. I think even, you know, yes, I will say the descent is not pleasant, you know, but I don't think that was the reason for, you know, me calling it or anything. Would it have been easier for me to stay in injured and go 134, 61 kilos? I think so. So it is tough being at those in-between weights, but ultimately, you know, the weight cut was not the reason, but it did contribute it. Obviously, as you get down further and further, you know,
body shuts down.
When weighing 140 and I'm used to losing, you know, 7 pounds to wrestle, now I got to lose 15. It definitely did wear on me, you know. And I was waking up, you know, pounds away from what I was wrestling at. So, it was tough, but yeah.
And you got to ultimately, you know, you're looking to have a long-term international career, be multiple time world Olympic champ. So obviously you got to look at the, you know, it's maybe short-term pain, long-term gain, right? Which I think everyone could understand. So now what do you feel like the future looks like for you in terms of, I guess, weight? I guess, would you still want to make like, okay, the next couple of years, 61 seems like, is that where you want to continue to go? And then is the plan then, it's so far away, the next Olympics, but do you think go down or go up?
You know, in the next couple of years, I believe that, you know, 61 is a good weight for me. You know, I think where my weight is and kind of where I compete at optimally, I think 61 is a good place for me. So, you know, for the foreseeable future, I think I'll probably stay there. To talk about, you know, the next Olympic cycle, yeah, it's 4 years away. I have no idea. You know, am I going to try again? Am I healthy? Am I finally graduated from college and can actually just do this full time? Because that'll probably make things easier. Because I got to lose weight and go to class, you know, like it was not easy. But, you know, next cycle, is it easier for me to go down 57 or am I going to prepare to lift and get a little bigger and go 65? You know, that's something that I can't tell right now. But, you know, we will find out in 4 years, you know, so.
Right. And then, yeah, and that was also something, it seems like that was a big thing for you also wanting to wrestle this year, eventually, you know, being done with school, right? I mean, at a certain point, you want to just be done with school. I mean, a lot of, you know, people don't think that. It's like, well, you know, you redshirt. It's like, well, that means more class. You got to do this again. You got to do something, whether it be a master's degree or, you know, right? So it's a lot. You're ready to do your international career is what I'm saying.
Yeah, you know, I'm turning 25 this year, so I'm pretty ready to enter, you know, my senior level career. Obviously started a while ago, but you know, like actually just wake up and be like, all right, I have to wrestle today. You know, those are looking back on you know, previous years, that those are some of my favorite times of, you know, my life. You know, obviously it was not the greatest for in the grand scheme of things, but COVID, you know, I was just waking up and wrestling, and that was my whole day, and that was great. You know, like I got better wrestling, I had fun. I'm looking forward to, you know, that was like a little sneak peek of what it was like to be graduated. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm obviously very thankful for Cornell for, you know, having me for this many years, but you know, I am definitely looking forward to graduating and you know, putting my full effort towards wrestling.
Yeah, absolutely. And now I guess then thinking about this week coming up, are you still going to go to the trials? You're going to watch, you're going to get Yanni ready. Is it take the week off because it's hard to be there and be part of that? What are your thoughts? Where are you going to be?
No, I will be at trials. I'm coming to support Yanni and Gwiz and, you know, everyone else. As far as training partner, probably not. You know, I just announced that I'm not wrestling at trials, so if I had sacrificed all this already, I might as well take the time off, you know.
Right, of course.
I'm probably not gonna wrestle for a while. But I think that's what my body needs. But I will be there to, you know, support my teammates and, you know, just watch some good wrestling happen.
What are your, and again, okay, now looking, normally we wouldn't be thinking about this because if you're competing, but as a spectator or looking back now, knowing that you're not competing, what was going to be your expectation for Like, who do you think you would have ended up wrestling? Obviously, we know anything could have happened. How did you see the bracket panning out, and who did you feel like you'd be going up against?
You know, I had the inclination that, you know, I'm only going to wrestle two people because I was just sitting in the semis. So I thought it was going to be Gilman and Spencer. And most likely I would have had, or yeah, probably Gilman and Spencer, or maybe who else? Maybe Soriano. Probably some combination of those three. I never saw what the C's looked like. So I'm unsure. But
can I share
those are the people.
I don't know if I could share my screen. I would share the screen if I had it. I don't know how to.
Yeah, you have the seeds? Are they out?
Yeah, yeah. So it was Richard sitting up top, right? I wish I could send this over. I wish I could share the screen, darn it. I don't know what the problem is here. But all right. So yeah, Zane was sitting atop, and then it would have been for the 4-5 was Soriano and Spencer, right? And then Dayton and Nico were 3-6. Gilman was at the bottom, so likely it would have been Gilman and Dayton, right? And then the winner of those guys would have had you. And then the winner of Soriano and Spencer would have had Zane Richards.
Yeah, so I think it probably would have been Gilman and Spencer.
Yeah. And how do you see, like, obviously you've wrestled them before, but now it's a different story. It's been a while. How have you seen those matches going?
Yeah, you know, that was part of it. Was, you know, the last time I had wrestled either of them was a long time ago. You know, Spencer, right. I wrestled in 2019, and now it's 2024 or so.
Right.
And Gilman, you know, I wrestled 21. I believe 21 was the last time we wrestled.
Was it for the Olympic trials? Was that the last one?
Maybe 2022. Yeah, it was 2022. Was the last time I wrestled Gilman. At Final X the year after the Olympic trials. And yeah, you know, those matches did not go the way I wanted, but also, you know, that was pre, you know, everything, you know, everything that has given me success to today. You know, my success is, you know, somewhat recent. You know, I think I've developed greatly in these past 2 years. So I was excited to go down and, you know, put it on display, you know, but you know, that will be a match for another time, apparently.
Right. We're certainly not calling anyone out or talking any trash or anything. We're throwing it around. I'm just looking back. We wish all the guys the best, and obviously all studs in an absolutely loaded weight, which is nice thing being in the semis, but still that doesn't, you know, you're still having battles, always battles. Who do you think would have been the toughest match? Well, go ahead.
I think it's crazy to think also at 57, right? You have me, you have Gilman, you have Spencer, Soriano, Zane. These are all fixed. Yeah. These are all people who are very capable of meddling at the Olympics, which is great, you know? So I ultimately know kind of, you know, we're in good hands. Obviously I would have liked to be the one to represent us, but you know, I'm pretty confident in their ability as well, you know?
Was there one of them that you really wanted to wrestle? I mean, obviously I know you don't care, and like whoever it was, and it's not like anything personal, but was there one person you were like, hey, I want this match again. I want this guy again.
Well, yeah, I wanted to wrestle Gilman. I've never beat him. You know, I've never beat Spencer either, but Gilman has given me some tough losses. So I definitely wanted to wrestle him again. But you know, I bet I hope I'll get my chance to have a rematch, but you know, he was a strong competitor. He was, you know, kind of the gate that stopped me from going out to the World Championships on multiple occasions. And, you know, it kind of set a standard for, you know, the fresh senior level veto. You know, this is what real guys who are, you know, tough on the senior level look like. You know, so I aspire to beat those people, and, you know, I want to kind of come back and show him what I've learned, you know, so to say. But yeah, you know, all the best to all of them.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, no. It's like you said. It really could be anyone's tournament. If you had to pick, who do you think would be in the finals? Would you take Suriano or Spencer Lee against, and then the winner would get Richards? Who do you think would likely come out at the top in your mind?
It's tough to say because I think they have certain level of style matchups as well. Because we've right. seen like Suriano is capable of beating Spencer. We've seen that Fix is capable of beating Gilman, right? But at the same time, right, I don't think we've seen Spencer and Gilman wrestle. And then we see Zane has beaten Gilman, right? But then Gilman, I feel like, is also just like one of the toughest competitors there. So it really is just kind of, I have no idea.
Now, if you had to pick, who's probably going to be in the finals and who's coming out on top, if you had to?
I'd probably pick... Yeah, Spencer and Gilman, and I had to pick a winner. I don't know. I'd love to watch it. You know, I don't know who's going to win.
No, if you were a betting man, if they said you have to bet, who would you put your money on?
I'd put my money on. I'll go Gilman just because he's beaten me so many times, you know?
No, it's going to be exciting to watch. And then what are your thoughts for some of the other weights? I mean, what do you think with Yanni's chances? Of course, like, he's got another stacked weight. They all have stacked weights, and we know that Yanni is more than capable of coming out on top. How do you see that going for him just overall?
I'm very confident in Yanni's ability. You know, I'm watching him. I've been training with him for the past couple of weeks. He feels really good. Is the sense coming well? His game planning and, you know, sharpening up the techniques is coming along very nicely. So I'm super excited to see how he does as well. You know, I'm pretty confident, but, you know, we'll see.
Who do you think he's likely to be in the finals with? I mean, I wish I had these brackets up. I'm looking for it. I don't know. I'd guess. I mean, he's going to have a loaded weight too. I mean, who do you think he ends up going against?
I could definitely see a rematch with Nick Lee. I think that is a very likely outcome. I off the top of my head, without looking at the bracket, I'm not necessarily sure, but I think probably, like a Nick Lee probably come out.
Right. Now, what about the other weights? What are your thoughts there? I know there's a lot of good guys and teammates and stuff, but I mean, there's going to be some battles.
Oh, of course. Yeah. I don't want to touch 74 at all. You know, like I have no idea. None. It's really the whole tournament can go to each weight class can go to at least three people. Right. And it's like, no idea. But it's going to be exciting and fun to watch. So that, I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. And it seems, and some of the guys, obviously they've been doing it for a long time. I think we'll probably see some shoes left on the mat. That's another thing you think about.
Probably will. Definitely feel like it's kind of nearing a little change in the guard, so to say. But, who knows? We'll see what they think. You know,
Right. Exactly. Is there any other matches you're looking forward to? I guess now watching. I guess you probably not looking at it from the perspective of a spectator. But is there any matchups that you're really looking forward to seeing?
Yeah. There's definitely. I think we talked about a bunch of them. A hypothetical Spencer Gilman match I'd like to see. A Yanni Lee rematch I'd love to see, between Kyle, DT, and Jordan, and anything would be really cool to watch. I'm excited to see how Gwiz does as well. Nick Wisdowski, I'm excited to watch him compete as well. It's gonna be a fun weekend of wrestling.
Oh yeah. And then your plans for, I know you're recovering now, but what is the, I mean, I get, you know, What do you think it looks like for you coming up and getting back in the matter? We're just gonna play it by ear and see what happens.
Yeah, I've kind of just I haven't really given it much thought. I've kind of taking this time to just kind of, you know, process what's going on, and you know, it is a lot. So, but I, you know, after trials, I'll sit down with my coaches and put together a plan, because you know, their priority should be focused on helping Yanni and Quiz, and you know, I'm going to try to help out any way I can as well. So, I'm doing my recovery. I'm walking around at practice, helping out with, you know, some of the college guys, sharpening up some technique. Ultimately, just trying to feel good right now.
Absolutely. Well, definitely rest, recover, and enjoy. I'm quite certain you've earned it, and I'm sure I'm with the whole wrestling community saying, obviously, we're disappointed that you're not going to be out there to watch you, but we know that, you know, ultimately, it's about the future. It's the long term. We know your guy is one of our best chances to win an Olympic gold. You know, we all like you. We all wish you the best. So keep up the great work. And I think it's the right move. You got to take care of yourself. That's the right thing there. So thanks a lot, Vito. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Gene. Thank you.
All right.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.